All right, excited to go out to the West Coast and play the Niners. They're a hungry team, play with a ton of effort. Came up short in a lot of close games, five by a field goal or less. Two of them have been overtime ball games. Offensively, they're very multiple, effective in moving the ball in the open field. They generate a lot of big play production there. They have a good 1-2 punch out of the backfield, and Goodwin is a speedster who can blow the top off the coverage. Robinson is a Shanahan favorite at the receiver spot and has an 18.3-yard career catch average. Selleck is an experienced throwback tight end. He's a good player for him. Beathard is going to make his fourth start out of Iowa, and Garoppolo's waiting in the wings. We've got to be ready for him. They're coordinated by Robert Saleh on defense. He's a Pete Carroll disciple, so we'll have a chance to take a look at that defensive structure again. They're a talented ascending defense that features a bunch of key guys and contributors in their first and second year. They have a lot of speed and size. Buckner is a handful at the defensive tackle position. He can be a one-man wrecking crew if you don't know where he is. Thomas, Dumervil, Lynch, and Watson are all part of their rush line of choice. Good rushers. Coyle has taken over for Navarre Bowman, and he's flanked by Foster and Harold. Speedy Colbert will make his first start at the safety spot. All right, and he's a good special teamer as well. Witherspoon is long and physical, rookie playing at the corner spot, and Reed is a fixture in their secondary and has been for a few years. Special teams, we all know Robbie Gold. He was here last year for us handling the kicking duties. And Victor Bolden was forced into return duty for him last week. And he's a whirling dervish, has a lot of speed. He's very tenacious at the position. They have a couple guys in the mix who are among the league leaders. Pinion does a nice job for them in the punt game. And, you know, the third running back, 31, does a good job in coverage teams for them, as well as Watson. They're among the league leaders in net punting average. All right, with that, let's open it up.
Why did you decide to reinstate Jenkins?
He served his suspension, came back. We had a conversation, and we welcomed him back.
Expect his role to remain the same then? Fall back right in line?
Yep, his role remains the same.
Ben, what's your overall message to the team now going forward starting this week?
Message to the team, I'll hit it with you. Let's go into it. All right, I talked to the team about getting back to our identity. Sound smart and tough, to committed to discipline and poise. That's something I haven't been talking enough about. And we got back to it. Talked to him about we're disappointed with where we are. We're not discouraged with where we are. Everything's fixable. We have a lot of pride. We have a lot of fight in that room. And they responded as well. We talked about doing simple better. We hit that before. We made it an increased emphasis this week. Coaches asked the coaches to come up with a sound plan this week. Sound plan, doing simple better, to teach and demand. Asked the players to study the plan. Prepare to do a good job studying it, prepare this week, and be ready to go out and perform at a high level. Ask the Frasers in the group to lead. If they need me for any reason, I'm available to them. Ask the IF players, the young players, step up. It's time for them to grow up and be men. You know, Sterling Shepard is a guy that comes to mind. Evan Ingram, Dalvin Tomlinson, all played at a high level for us so far this year. Even Avery Moss last week. They're young players who can step up and help us lead. Talked about let's begin again. That was really the message for him. You know, don't buy into the lies that your feelings are telling you. You know, this thing's not about feelings, it's a decision. And let's make the decision to begin again. We talked about, you know, you may think I'm a little bit out there, but I believe we have a run in us. I believe to the core we have a run in us. We have to be hungry. We have to get our football right. We have to be disciplined. Be where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. Do it as well as we possibly can and do it all the time, and it's between our ears. You know, we in the locker room, if you're in a pro locker room, whether you're a player or whether you're a coach, the word legacy shows up quite a bit. It's important to all these guys, and it all starts between the ears. So that was the message to the players.
Ben, if you have a run in you, I mean, what is the end goal of that run? 500?
Win. And we could start this week. I believe we have a run in this. Like I said, I like this team. They haven't flinched. They haven't blinked. You know, we set our jaws. We had we had another great day of practice. I look forward to playing again on Sunday. and I believe we have a run in us.
When you say present this kind of, sounds like a more upbeat message maybe to the team, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at them, what do you sense? You know, you sense that they're just listening, that they buy into it? I mean, you can't tell yet, obviously, but what's your initial sense when you, what you're selling?
You know, I have all eyes on me. You know, they're receptive. The players are receptive. You know, it's they're probably thinking a couple different things. You know, when I go into a meeting like that, if each guy takes one thing, and then it's mission accomplished. Wanted to let them know I'm there for them. Anything they need that I can do to help them is their leader. I'm behind them, and I still believe.
How do you prepare or be ready for a quarterback who wasn't with their team as 2 weeks ago and you don't have any film on him as a quarterback for their team?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you're preparing for two players that are pocket passers, they're both good athletes, but they're both pocket passers. You know, in Shanahan's system, I don't think he's going to deviate too far from their system, especially with two similar type players that play the position in the pocket. So you're going to get the system. You have to prepare for what you're going to see in the system. They challenge you many ways in the system, and the system really can fit any quarterback.
Do you look at all Garoppolo from New England?
Or? We're familiar with Garoppolo, and we'll have a plan in place. Yep.
Yeah, what makes you confident in the leadership of this team?
You know, I see them work every day. I think, you know, seeing them show up, seeing them interact with each other, you know, seeing them lead, whether it's between the white lines or whether it's in the locker room or in the hallways in a non-structured type area. You know, they're a team that likes each other, they're a team that plays for each other. Things haven't gone well, you know, and guys have responded and they seem to care about each other.
With the injuries at linebacker, how important was it to bring back a guy who knows the system in Kelvin Shepherd?
Well, it's going to take some work for Kelvin, obviously. He's been out of football for a little bit, but he's a football get-it guy. He gets ball. He's a tremendous communicator. He's a very positive individual, has great leadership skills, and we're fortunate to have him.
When you say you got away from, you know, the message, your motto there, you know, why do you think that was the case? Why did that slip?
It didn't slip. I need to get back to emphasizing what I believe in, and don't try to complicate things.
I guess, how do you think things got complicated over the first 8 games?
Sound smart and tough, committed to discipline and boys. Write it down. You're going to hear a lot of it.
You mentioned the identity of the team. I mean, do you have, with all the injuries, the personnel to find that identity again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe in the locker room, in the roster. Had a good day at practice today and looking forward to cashing in on Sunday.
Ben, is some of this more, I mean, you know, your job is a lot of things, X's and O's and, you know, other things. But do you think, you know, this week especially, it's more than the X's and O's? You know, it's about, you know, getting them to buy in and believe. And like you said, go against what the human nature is telling them.
Well, yeah, they need to believe in themselves. They need to trust themselves. You know, the players know what works. Players know what got them seats in the room. They know a lot of the questioning comes from, you know, sometimes it happens before the game film is even watched. So when someone's questioning you who hasn't watched the game film and they're not in the room, they need to make sure they understand that, you know, the biggest critics are going to be the critics you trust that are inside the room watching the film together. That's where the corrections need to come from.
How tough was it to watch Sunday's film then when you guys did get together and watch it?
We couldn't wait to get together and watch it. You know, we have Mondays off, and then you have to sit on it for a day. So you want to get in there Tuesday morning and jump on it right away, have a chance to, you know, set your feelings, set your emotions aside, and jump on the tape. Be honest, be straightforward, plain talk, straight talk, and make sure we get everything fixed and move on.
What was the players' reaction, in your estimation, when you saw them watch the film in that game?
They were looking for corrections. They were looking for feedback. They want to get better.
Take one more.
Talk about going on a run. I mean, how urgent is it to start that run now, this week?
Yeah, it's right now. Right now. One game this week. Let's go win it.